Welcome to Edge of the Rabbit Hole, our rabbit pellet for this Monday morning. A little something extra down at the bottom of the rabbit hole. I'm author and ghost historian Mike Ricksecker. With me as always is Vanessa Hogel, an author herself, psychic medium, artist, all kinds of different things with that beautiful red hair. So how you doing tonight, Vanessa?
I am doing just fine, handsome. You just got your hair cut, too.
I did.
I tell you what, we are just rocking and rolling tonight, aren't we?
Oh, yeah, we're styling. You know, yeah. We're saying tonight, but when people first hear this, it's actually going to be a Monday morning. So.
That is very true. Well, we're just setting them up.
We're setting them up. That's right. The anticipation. Anticipation's keeping them waiting. And what we're going to be talking about today are these different videos. There's been a lot of them out for a while. The first one I caught on was Robin Williams, but many different celebrities over the years. Now it's Lorraine Warren of people. And there's one guy infamous for this. Other people are starting to do the same thing, probably influenced by him now. And basically, what these people are doing are setting up with a spirit box or a ghost box or a wonder box or whatever freaking type of box you want to call it, right after a celebrity's death, in saying that celebrity is here in my kitchen, in my dining room, wherever, talking to me through the spirit box. Here it is. And of course, it's all for a grab of views on YouTube, because they're getting tens of thousands, sometimes hundreds of thousands of views on these videos. And to me, and Vanessa, you put it so well on your Facebook Live, and so I encourage everybody to go watch that, but you said it so well. And you know, my bit that I want to throw in there, and you touched on a lot of these different pieces, is that it's exploitative, for one, of the celebrity, but also to the families, and how it is just absolutely shameless that you're doing this with these families still grieving. That's just an absolute atrocity. And Vanessa, you can go ahead and tell your side of it, because you did it so eloquently with all the F-bombs and everything.
I know, right? Thank you so much. I completely agree with you. And as Lorraine's family has spoken out in their opinion of this particular situation, I would believe that they would concur with us both in that arena. It is unbelievably disrespectful. It is a douchebag move. It's something that another person who commented on my video said, there's no way these people that do this show up at their own family's funerals with a spirit box. They don't do that. It's all about anyone of notoriety, anyone of affluence, anyone that has any type of fame in any field. It's to get them views. And what I said in my live feed, and I mean this with every piece of my soul, I am turning the responsibility of this onto the viewers.
Yeah, and that was a really interesting perspective that you took on that. So I would like you, I said before we started recording that you didn't have to do like a redo of your live, but I at least do want you to kind of explain that perspective, because I thought it was really interesting.
It's truly how I feel, because we all know, like I said in the video, that there are going to be those charlatans out there. There are going to be the people who are only in it for the likes, and for those who don't know this, who aren't aware of how YouTube works, if you have a channel, the more likes, the more dislikes, the more views you get is the more money you make. And by these people going to these YouTube pages and watching these videos, even for a short time, or hitting the like or hitting the dislike or even putting a negative comment, you're putting money potentially in somebody's pocket for being so disrespectful. And knowing that we have these people out there, we have to, at some point in time, as viewers, as the general public, take responsibility for what we support. And the fact that they are showing support, excuse me, even if it's to give a negative comment, simply by hitting on that page.
Yeah, absolutely. YouTube is, Yeah, exactly. YouTube is huge on the watch time. You're giving that particular video all kinds of watch time. You, like you said, even the likes, or even if you hit a dislike, that is giving the video attention. And so YouTube picks up on that attention and then starts feeding it to other people because they're like, oh, this is an attention-getting video. And so we're going to serve that out there to others.
Exactly right. And the other thing is when I want – the reason I'm being so adamant about putting this in the viewers' laps, so to speak, is if they want actual evidence, if they want truthful information, if they really want to know what happens after somebody passes and are their loved ones okay, are they taken care of, are they watching over them, they have to quit supporting crap.
Yeah, absolutely. And I like that you put it on the viewers because the viewers need to understand, and I would hope that they would, that these celebrities are not going to just suddenly show up in this person's kitchen or living room or whatever to talk to them. Why would they? They never knew them in life. They have plenty of loved ones that are still around. So exactly. Why in the world would they go to this person's living room or kitchen or whatever to talk specifically to this person to get on the YouTube channel or whatever? It makes no sense. Now, some people may say, well, Mike, you do paranormal investigations. You talk to deceased people. You talk to deceased people that may even, you know, be famous of some sort at some of these different historic locations. But there's a difference. For one, more times than not, usually like 99% of the time, that person is long since gone, like sometimes exactly. Hundreds of years. And so you don't still have grieving family that is going to take offense to what you're doing. Now, there have been times where you go to a historic location and somebody, you know, throws a little bit of a fit because you're trying to talk to the deceased and what have you. But, you know, when it's decades past somebody who has passed away, it's generally okay to do that. It's not a it's definitely not a etiquette foul or anything like that. Now, the times, and there's been very, very few, that I have tried to communicate with somebody that has passed away just recently, it has been because that family asked me to. And that those have been the only times that I've ever done that. Yeah, it's a huge difference.
Very, very, very big difference. And let's talk about the elephant in the room as well, is if whoever is doing these videos, multiple people now, one particularly known for this type of atrocity and others who are following suit, if they are just sitting in their kitchen trying to get these spirits to talk to them who are recently deceased, who have some type of notoriety, they're not going to a location where that person would have been. Therefore, in fact, they are trying to summon somebody who has been recently deceased. In probably a very confusing time for them, they might be sad over their passing. They might be missing their family. They might be trying to figure out exactly what is happening and what's going on and how they need to navigate through all these feelings and wherever it is that they might be going, and who you've got Joe Blow saying, oh, but wait, you need to talk to me first. Stop what you're doing, moving on to your next spiritual plane. I'm more important. And that's exactly what it relays to me, is that they think that them being able to communicate with them on their own terms is more important than their spiritual journey. So nobody can in any right mind say that they respect the dead if they do that.
Yeah, that's a really excellent point. And I think really what it comes down to is just common decency. You know, where are your manners? Where are your manners? You obviously have none. You have no decency if you're doing things like this. You know, how would you feel if your mother passed away and this joker's getting up on YouTube doing this stuff? I think you would take offense to that. And
absolutely. When my time comes, I pity the fool that tries that. I truly do. I pity the fool that tries that, because it will backfire, and it will backfire in spades. But that is really, like you said, what it boils down to is having some respect, some manners, excuse me, and honestly, taking your ego out of the equation, because really that's what's fueling this. Hey, I'm the first person that supposedly got an EVP from so-and-so who passed. That's ego. If you were looking for a message from them for yourself, nobody else need know about it. It would be private.
Absolutely.
If you were looking to learn something from them, it would be private. This particular person went after Debbie Constantino shortly after her passing, Robin Williams shortly after his passing,
Art Bell
shortly after his passing, and Lorraine Warren shortly after her passing. Debbie Constantino passed with great trauma. I can think of nothing more disrespectful to the surviving members of her family during that time when she was taken so quickly from this earth to have that done. And it astounds me that he did not lose, or anyone else did not lose, every follower they had for doing that.
Yeah, I know a lot of people who did stop following that have refused to watch those videos, which is great.
Yes.
But I think it's the people who aren't really in the know, the curiosity seekers, the ones that kind of look for those exploitative type videos that are jumping on these things and causing those videos to get viral and go crazy. And it just fuels this person and these people to continue to do that, which is very unfortunate. Yeah, I almost wish YouTube could make a rule on that. And I'm kind of surprised that they haven't, given all the other different things that they've clamped down on, you know, when it comes to exploitative videos. And this is a very much an exploitative video.
But very much so.
And maybe they just don't take it seriously because it's, well, you know, they're trying to talk to ghosts. But no, this is serious. Absolutely.
Absolutely. I can actually give a very quick example of what should happen when, you know, a family speaks out, as Lorraine Warren's family did, asking people to not view this video. As you know, as most of our listeners and viewers know, I have worked on a very sensitive case in Staten Island with a missing Holly Ann Hughes. She's been missing for now 38 years.
Right.
This coming June, or yeah, it's June or July. And, you know, when we set out to investigate, when we set out to try to find evidence, we were very public about it. We made sure that if anybody had a problem with it, that was a member of her surviving family, that they had access to reach us. They follow us on our particular pages in regards to that case. And not one time have they reached out, because they know why we're doing it, and they know our hearts are in the right place, and all we're trying to find is answers. That's it. With this particular case, the family has spoken out. The videos are still up. People are still watching them. And the family really doesn't have any recourse, because if they were to try to have them removed, it would almost bring more attention to it. So, I mean, he there's no way he doesn't know. There's no way he doesn't know that the family is against what he did. If the family of Holly Ann Hughes had spoken out to us and asked us to not do this, we would have stopped.
I would think he would have to know, and because it's blatantly obvious.
Yes.
I know that there are, you know, people have spoken out against it. We've spoken out against it before. Others who get more attention than we do have spoken out against it, and he continues to do it. So obviously he and the others that are now doing this obviously don't care, and that's an absolute shame.
It is. So again, viewers, ball's in your court. It is in your court. Do you want actual evidence? Do you want respectful investigation? Do you want to view videos that treat the deceased in a manner that you would feel comfortable once you've passed? If that's what you want, show us. Prove it. Prove it to all of the investigators out there that are in this for the right reasons and trying to be respectful. Show us that that's what you want. Because if you keep watching trash, that's all that's going to end up being out there.
Yep. And then trash is what's going to continue to end up being in your feed and everybody else's feed. You have the choice exactly to not view. Yep. So, all right. I think that's going to do it for this rabbit pellet on this Monday. If you have not yet, please go ahead and subscribe or follow or whatever it is on your particular podcasting platform so that you can get updated anytime that we post a new rabbit pellet and also the Edge of the Rabbit Hole full episodes that we air live on the Haunted Road Media YouTube channel, youtube.com/Haunted Road Media, every Tuesday night. And then we end up posting those as a podcast later in the week, usually around Thursday or Friday. So this past week's is already up today. So, and today's a Thursday when we're recording. So, so there we go. All right, Vanessa, you have a wonderful week.
You too, and have a great weekend. You got a busy one coming up.
Absolutely. Till next time.
Bye-bye now.